Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jake Owen, and this is Good Company.
Be in good company.
Welcome to Good Company, a podcast where we talk about everything under the sun. Friends, good times, and life.
Be in good company.
Now, here's your host, Jake.
What's going on, y'all? It's Jake. I am back with another episode of Good Company on this beautiful Tuesday morning, August 14th. I actually thought about doing something a little different today. Yesterday, I was going to record a podcast with some really good friends of mine that I shall have on very soon. But some unforeseen circumstances came up, and we were unable to do that. So I was left today thinking of who I might have on my podcast. And as I pondered who that might be, I kept realizing that maybe it's time for me to set aside the actual podcast guest and come to you guys today solo, straight from me, straight from the heart, and really tell y'all how much I appreciate how much this podcast has meant to me. You know, I've talked to everybody from my grandparents and their love for each other after 70 years of marriage. I've talked to my mom, my dad, I've talked to good friends that are trying to make it in the music business. I've talked to my gym trainer, Jeremy, about his life and how he inspires people. And what I've realized is how much this podcast has inspired me. I hope you guys have all enjoyed this as much as I have. Every day I wake up, as I am this morning, it's 6:58 in the morning. I'm on my way to the gym, and believe it or not, I am talking to myself with the intentions of talking directly to you all as I'm driving to the gym. And this is something that I do daily. I drive to the gym when I'm home in the morning. I get in my car and think about a lot of things. And as I was driving this morning, I thought, you know, maybe I should just do this solo. So that's what we're doing today, boys and girls. It's going to be me talking to you. Last week, I talked to Becky McElwain, who was and is the lady that really has a huge hand in starting my career. If y'all hadn't heard that podcast, make sure you check it out. I met Becky when I walked into a Nashville bank about 15 years ago and started a bank account. And she asked me what my purpose was in Nashville and what I planned on doing. And I told her that I was going to sing country music for a living. And thanks to her kindness, along with many other people in Nashville — I feel like Nashville is just full of kind people — thanks to Becky's kindness, she really kicked off my career. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have a career probably in the music business. I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I wouldn't be at a place in my life where people might even care to listen to what I have to say, much less come on my show and talk to us about their life experiences. But with that said, and everything that has happened in the last 15 years, I have a lot to say, and I have a lot of feelings inside me that I feel like I really enjoy sharing with you all. And so with that said, I can't thank you all enough for the last few months since starting this podcast, with the amount of pleasure and just absolute happiness that this podcast has brought me. Personally and selfishly, I must say that I hope this you feel the same, because this is something I never really expected. My friend Bobby Bones was so kind to call me up and say, "Hey man, I would love for you to have a podcast on my podcast network. I feel like you have a lot of things to say." And at the time, I didn't really know what that meant. But as I've gone forward, I think I understand what he meant. Every day I wake up, I posted an Instagram yesterday about how every day is a constant, maybe not necessarily struggle, but a challenge towards self-improvement. And that really occurred to me this morning when I got in my truck to drive towards the gym, because there are days like this morning. It was really hard for me to wake up. I was pretty tired last night. And I thought about hitting that snooze button and keep sitting there, not waking up and not going to the gym and making up an excuse as to why I couldn't go. But every day there's something that you can make an excuse for and not do something. Or you could shrug it off, smack yourself, you know, in the hind end and say, "Let's go, man." Kick yourself in gear. And that's kind of what this day is for me today. And as I got in the car and started heading down here, I realized, okay, who am I going to talk today on my podcast? And it occurred to me that I needed to talk to you guys just solo, one-on-one. And there's a lot that's been on my mind lately. As I'm driving this morning, I'm passing these elementary schools in my little town where I live here in Nashville, and just outside the city limits, and seeing these kids heading back to school, their backpacks on, waiting on the school bus. And I can't help but think about my beautiful little girl, Pearl, who I happened to get a text message from yesterday from her mother that her 6-year-old molars are coming in early. And attached was this beautiful little picture of Pearl laying on the dentist chair as she was getting her teeth cleaned. And it made me smile just to think about how fast she's growing up. And then, of course, I wake up this morning and I'm driving to the gym, as I mentioned, and I see all these kids heading off to school. And this is the first week that Pearl starts kindergarten. And it really kind of tears me up, I got to tell you, if I'm being vulnerable. As a single dad, I know there's a lot of single dads out there, and this is something that I haven't really approached in my podcast yet, but being a single dad's hard. It really is, you know. Pearl's mother, Lacey, and I, going on about 4 years ago, we decided it was better for us to not be married, and her mother moved back to Florida, and she thought it would be better to take Pearl with her, as much as I stay on the road. And I respected her and still do. And she's made a great life for Pearl down there. She's recently remarried to a man that's a great man. There's nothing I could ask for more than to have Pearl have a stepfather that is kind and caring, the way that her stepfather is now. That's all a guy could ever really hope for, you know, and probably thankfully to all the prayers that I've sent up towards the good Lord. He answered my prayers with a good man in Pearl's life when I can't be there. But as far as I'm concerned, and the way that I live my life, it is. It's tough for me day in and day out to wake up and face the challenges of the day, of trying to be a better human being on a daily basis, trying to be a better dad, trying to stay healthy, trying not to eat a pack of Sour Patch Kids or gummy bears and instead make a protein shake. Because we're not getting any younger, you know? And speaking of not getting any younger, these days are flying by. And as I think about my little girl with her six-year-old molars coming in and she's heading off to kindergarten for the first time, and all these moments that I wish I could be there for, it's tough. It really is. And I don't think selfishly about that, because I know how many other fathers are out there that are dealing with the back and forth of their child, with their exes. And I think what I wanted to say today the most is, I think originally I felt alone in this situation, and as I've talked to friends of mine that have gone through the same sorts of things, just like kicking yourself in the hind end and going to the gym, you got to kick yourself in the rear too, and remind yourself every day that that everything's all right and you can be the best dad you can be. But you have to act upon that. You have to act upon taking care of your children, teaching them right from wrong, even if it is from miles and miles away. I'm pretty fortunate that my previous wife, Lacey, and I we get along really well, and we know what's best for our daughter, and we really strive to make sure that she understands that, and we work really hard to teach her the morals and values that we were taught and instilled as young children. And thanks to my mother and father for teaching me those sorts of things, I feel like I've really been a great father, even though it's not something that I wished for. I didn't get married with the intention of getting divorced, and I didn't stand in front of my grandmother and grandfather that you guys heard in one of my first few podcasts and say I do, for better or for worse, to then a couple years down the road, not truly fulfill that promise that I made. All those types of things daily wear on me.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
And as the guy that gets out there on stage every night and has a podcast called Good Company, all about positivity, and has to get out there on stage and smile and jump around and play rock and roll songs and make sure that everybody else has a good time, I would be completely lying to you all as the friends that I've made, as listeners to this podcast show, if I told you that every day was a positive day for me, it's tough. And I think this morning was a little tough for me, and getting up and seeing these kids going off to school, and it's constantly bringing me reminders of my beautiful little girl. But as I mentioned, it's nothing you can dwell upon. You can't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. This was something that, I can't say it was my fault or anyone else's fault. It's just the way the world turns. And I remember one time I gave this beautiful plaque to a friend of mine that was one of my producers when I first came to town. His name is Jimmy Ritchie. And I found this plaque that says, according to this theory, ... the best laid plans of mice and men are indifferent to the world. So if every person would approach each day as a surfer does a wave, your needs will be eventually satisfied. Which really translated to me in the fact that as a surfer, as a kid growing up in Vero Beach, Florida, on the beach, sitting there waiting on waves to come, some were good, some were bad, but if you rode each wave for the pleasure of it and took it for what it's worth, once that wave was over, you could paddle back out and look forward to the next wave and appreciate the ride. I guess that's really, really what the purpose is, I think, that I've learned in my life, is that it's all about the ride. It's about the journey. I have a song that's one of my favorite songs that I've ever recorded called The Journey of Your Life. And it's about just that. It's about finding your way. And I got to say, thanks to my fans out there and everybody that's supported me for so long, you've helped me through my journey. As much as I think sometimes people tell me how much my podcast has meant to them and it's helped them through their ups and downs and given them positive light, I hope you all know how much your positivity has meant to me. So as I say that, I'm pulling up to the gym, putting my car in park. I didn't intend for this to be a short podcast this morning, but then again, I didn't also expect to be talking to myself for a straight 15 minutes. But I wanted to leave you guys with something this morning as I pull up to one of my favorite places to start my day, called Paragon Strength and Fitness here in Nashville off Highway 100. I want to start your Tuesday off just letting you know, go out there and enjoy that journey. Go enjoy the ride. Go hop on today like a surfer does a wave and ride it for what it is. Some of us might have a great day today. Some of us might not. But tomorrow's going to be another day. We're lucky to be on this earth. Be kind to people. Appreciate the day. Smile. Make someone's day. I think we're all guilty of being human beings, and from time to time, not adhering to that sort of thought and ideal as far as, you know, living. But it's okay to be human, and it's okay to make mistakes. And I find that myself, just like any one of you, is a human being. I'm not to talk about myself in third person here, but I'm not Jake Owen, the guy that you guys see on the cover of albums and on television and making videos and playing baseball fields. I'm also a guy that's got feelings and thoughts just like y'all, that wakes up and says, man, what do I have to do today? Did I get this done yesterday? I've got a headache today. And it's all about finding ways to get through the day and appreciate it. And I've found throughout life, by, you know, thinking positively, it brings positive things around you. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's why I've tried to surround myself with the people that I've had on here and share their stories with you. I hope my stories help inspire you. I hope that I inspire my daughter. I hope that I inspire my friends. I'm thankful for the friends that I have, the family that I have, the love that I've been given. And I'm thankful for you all. And I haven't really had a true chance to tell you that. So I hope this wasn't too much of a babbling situation this morning. I appreciate you guys listening each and every other week on these Tuesdays. This is called Good Company. And you guys, even though I say every week, thanks for being good company to each and one of my guests. You guys out there are good company. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you supporting what I do. I love you, Pearl. I hope you have an awesome first week of kindergarten. I wish I could be there for you this week. I'm leaving tomorrow to head off to Indianapolis for the Bud Light Dive Bar Tours. And then off to get back on the Life's What You Make It headline baseball stadium tour with Chris Jansen and Jordan Davis. And looking forward to seeing everybody out on the road. But kiss your kids this morning. Tell them you love them as you send them off to this new school year. Enjoy life. And remember this bumper sticker that I saw a while back that I tend to remember that says, don't beat yourself up so bad. God's still working on you. So with that said, thank y'all for listening. Love you. Catch you in a couple weeks. I've got some really great folks coming up on the podcast I'm excited to share with you. And again, thanks for letting me babble your ear off this morning on a Tuesday. Good company. I'm Jake. I'll catch you guys next week. See you.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.